Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to file a claim.
All right, can I have your social security number?
417-331-086.
That's 417-331-086?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Brandon Gaddis.
And your date of birth?
May 6, 1989.
Okay, and you say you wanted to file a claim?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit to your checking and savings account or the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer?
My savings account.
All right. Can I have your round number?
Hold on. I have to find it.
Okay, sir, I can only be on hold for 1 minute because I have a time limit. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I said I can only...
No.
I need your round number.
That was 06200080.
Okay, so that's 062-000-0080.
Yes, correct.
Can I have your account number?
223-817-7907.
Okay, so 223-817-7907.
Yes, could you repeat that again? 2238177907.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Can you verify your address?
341 Lauderdale Road, Goodwater, Alabama 35072 zip code.
And your telephone number?
256-794-9784.
All right. So I have 341 Lauderdale Road, Goodwater, Alabama 35072. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 139 Sugar Maple Way, 2210 Eastwood Village Drive, 3230 Lennon Gardendale Drive, 455 Dix Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I'm not for sure. Wait, what you said that last one was? I mean, the third one.
3230. 3230 Lennondale Linden Garden Drive.
Is that in Georgia?
It doesn't say the state, sir. It just tells me the address.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's Lennondale Garden Drive.
Okay.
That's I got another address in Georgia, but I'm not for sure the name of it. I just know where it's at.
Yes, sir. It's just a question saying, have you ever been associated with any of these addresses? Which of the following street addresses in Atlanta have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1118 Road Southeast, 2515 Spring Creek Lane, 3664 Drive Northwest, 380 Old Ivy Road, or none of the above. I am not familiar with this property.
I know that 3230 Linden Garden Drive. I know that one.
Okay, this is another question, sir, that I am providing to you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
1118. I'm sorry.
I said go ahead again. 11. I don't know. Okay.
1118. Road Southeast, 2515 Spring Creek Lane, 3664 Drive Northwest, 380 Old Ivy Road Northeast, or none of the above. I am not familiar with this property.
None of the above, I'm not for sure.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Talladega, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
Talladega. I used to live in Talladega.
Okay. Which of the following cities does Darlene currently live or own property? Chattiesburg, Alabama, Randolph, Alabama, Retunka, Alabama, Winstonville, Alabama, or none of the above. I am not familiar with this person.
I think that's my father's wife. I think they live in Chattiesburg.
In what county do you currently live? Russell, Chitlin, Clay, Macon, or none of the above?
Clay.
Do you file for or receive unemployment benefits within the last 12 months?
No.
Do you work in another state that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yeah, I've been working in Georgia.
So you worked it for a military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that wasn't.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Mm-mm, nope.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Nope.
Are you filing for DUA?
No.
And what's the last day that you worked?
I went in today, but they told me I go home.
Okay.
Wait for HR to call.
I'm sorry?
They told me go home, wait for HR to call.
Okay, so basically today was your last day that you worked?
Yes.
All right, give me one sec. All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither. I'm going to work.
Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
All right. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Basically, up to 100.
All right. And what is the lowest hourly rate you will accept?
14.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What's that?
Like, are you working for a union or something?
Nope. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Did your employee give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right. And what was your job title slash description?
My new job, they sent me to another department. It was called Sizer.
Okay. Is this the job that you're currently left for today?
Yes.
And it's called Sizer?
Yeah, Sizer. S-I-Z-E-R.
All right. So that's all text to appear in furnishing workers not listed. Is textile appear in furnishing?
Yes. I'm building like doors.
Okay.
Sizing doors.
All right. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah, I'm looking for work right now.
All right. And your last employee was TRC Staffing Services?
Yes, they sent me to, because when I was working for them, they went ahead and hired me on to jail.
Okay. And do you mind providing me that phone number, sir?
Sure. I had to look it up real fast. Trying to find a number real fast. The number I've been calling. It's 770-225.
The area code?
404.
You said 404?
Well, it's a 770-225-6365.
777. You said
770-225-6365.
Okay, 777-225-6365. I mean 770-225-6365. Is that correct?
I got that back. Yeah, 225-6365. Yeah. I'm trying to see was it another number on here.
Okay, and what was your start day, sir?
I started in, like, I'm not for sure about the exact day, but I know it was in June 2000.
I need the month and the date.
I'm not for sure about the day. I'll just say the 20th.
So 06 to 20th of 2000.
Yes.
Give me 1 second. All right.
The other number is 449-354-0062.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I only needed the just one number.
Okay, but I'm not for sure they're gonna answer that one. I know this is the number that they called to that lady office that sit in the front desk.
Okay. And what? And your last day of work was today, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and the city and state?
It was Union City, Georgia.
I'm sorry?
Union City in Georgia.
Union City?
Yes.
Georgia, Alabama.
No, it's just Georgia. Georgia's the state.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, they ain't told me anything about that.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right. Is this your separate employer?
What you mean by that?
Is this your last job that you worked on?
Yes.
All right. Why are you no longer working?
I only said I missed too many days.
So you was discharged?
Well, they said something about I had to fill out some paper about like suspended termination until HR called or something. But I'm not even gonna wait for them to call because I'll lose too much money anyway. Just keep going over there. They wasn't providing me enough hours and paying me enough money because I've been losing money just even going over there.
So you was basically laid off as a no work is available.
Yes. They said the HR was going to call, but I'm not even going to wait for them to call if they're not going to go up on the pay. Because right. I was looking for another job anyway from the start.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
No.
All right. And I'm going to give you your temporary PIN. It's going to be 8689.
Okay. Hold on. I got to write it down.
Yes, sir. It's going to be 8689.
8689.
Yes. And that's always going to be the last two of your birth year and the last two of your Social Security number.
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center System application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Gaddis, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Was that not supposed to call the call about the benefit thing every week?
Yes, Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m.
Okay, you know the number again.
It's going to be 1-800-752-7389.
7389.
Mhm. Okay. Is there any more questions you have for me?
Just wait till Sunday to call.
I'm sorry.
I just supposed to just wait till Sunday to call.
Yes, at no later than 5 p.m.
All right. I'll do that then. All
right. Anything else for me?
Nah.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.